Hey there, are you looking to deepen your understanding of the Bible? Look no further than Graceful Joy Church. Their YouTube channel is the go-to destination for insightful videos that cater to all levels of faith. But what really sets them apart? It's their incredible community. Join their online congregation today and experience the warmth and support of fellow believers at Graceful Joy Church on YouTube.
If it is or if it ain't, it's going to come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 22nd, 2024, and today the topic is choices are life-changing. Happy Monday. Yes, happy Monday. Oh, I'm not speaking English anymore. Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Mom's just fine. Yes, mom was good overall. I apologize to those that listen to the podcast because even though I decided to re-record and do it all over, apparently there was still something that held the last juice away from y'all until this morning. I saw that apparently I didn't share it. And so, so that just technically got posted this morning. So my apologies for that. But two juice in one day for y'all. But everybody else, my weekend, overall, it was pretty good. I can't lie. I've still been kind of like struggling here and there with my own, mental battles and things of that nature. Again, y'all saw in my last juice, there was a bit of a confession of sorts and whatnot. Again, letting you guys know that I am human out here. And I too fall short and sin and things of that nature. But I also share with you guys what I feel like the Lord wanted me to share with you about that. And I feel like it was a good juice and a good word. Obviously, it tried to get blocked. And so I re-recorded it and things of that nature. But so basically, I was still kind of going through that mental battle of acknowledging God and again, what he wants to do in my life and things of that nature. But then also acknowledging that, my flesh and my desires and all of that. And so it's an ongoing battle that I know we're just never going to cease having until we're in God's presence again. That's my humble understanding of it. So it's going to be an ongoing battle between flesh and spirit at all times. And so I would say that alongside of, my experience this morning is where the inspiration for Choices Are Life-Changing has come from. I do want to kind of touch a little bit on how yesterday was for me, which was Sunday. It was good. I worked and things of that nature. It was very interesting because on my way in, I was taking some time and worshiping and whatnot and just reflecting on everything that I'm going through and dealing with and stuff. And I'm just like, well, Lord, ultimately at the end of the day, I know I'm at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. I know that. I really do know that. But at the same time, too, I'm struggling because I want this and I want that and I don't have this and I don't have that, and it's making me question everything, even though I do feel like I am at the right place at the right time doing the right thing, so how crazy is that, right? To go back and forth about that. But again, I feel like what I have incorporated and what I told you guys I'm working on incorporating is, not only acknowledging that, but taking that directly to the Lord. So I've been more intentional. For example, what I've started to do is I haven't gotten a notebook yet, but I've gotten, on my app or whatever, in my notes app, I've just been writing out whatever I'm feeling. I'm writing it out and then I'm addressing it to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, I'm thinking about this. I feel like that, this, that. And it has been I believe it has been an improvement on of how I'm dealing with it, because instead of just basking in it or trying to ignore it or allowing anyone else to influence or to hold on to, again, the things that I am dealing with, taking it to the Lord first, it has really, well, one, it's been a shift for me, and two, I see it's been a positive shift in my humble opinion. So I hope that you guys can take that and use that and whatnot. If that can be some encouragement and inspiration to you, I hope that it can be. But just being open and transparent out here. So on my way to church and work, right, I was dealing with that, right? Seeking the Lord about that and letting them know, like, Lord, I'm struggling. You know I'm struggling. You already know. So let me just let you know, like, I'm just taking it to you. I'm trying to take it to you directly. I'm trying to be more intentional about that, right? So then I get to church. Right, and I'm doing all my tasks. I'm, getting things ready, da 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 da, and and all that's good, all that's normal, right? So in the first gathering, I happen to be the host and the teacher, so it's like I'm hosting and then I'm teaching, and so I'm doing all that, and I'm sharing the word, and and different things of that nature, and all of that was good. I want to say it was the second service though, where. And I felt like there was other things that was happening that was confirming, again, you're in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. But at the same time, I can't remember what that was in the moment. But there was a moment in the second service where, or second gathering, where I felt like it was more confirmation to me that miracle, you're tripping. You know what I'm saying? Any other idea of what your life should be or the things you want or whatnot, like, would that really compare to what I have for you? You know what I'm saying? What I have you doing? And basically, without getting too much into the details, I would just say that there's a young lady that's in, well, still in elementary. Yeah, because she's in our room, so she's still in the elementary school. And I noticed that when it was time for prayer, it's like she ran up to me, and just kind of, poured to me some things that have been on her heart and mind and that she's struggling with. And the thing is, like, she has come to me before about something else in the past and whatnot. And I'm like, Lord, I'm praying for her about the situation then. But I just felt like when she was sharing with me yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm going to pray for you right now during this moment. But I think we should talk. You know what I'm saying? I think we should have a moment to talk. So when it's time for small groups, come and let's go talk. And so, and we did that. And, she shared more about like what's going on and the ideation that has come into her heart and mind, which, listen, y'all, I be trying to tell y'all all the time that the kids are struggling and they're going through. I will, I won't, I'm not telling y'all details, but I think I should say this part. Some of the ideation that she's had is like harming herself. Elementary school, y'all, okay? And she's had that type of ideation already. The devil is busy out here, y'all. Like it's real. Like y'all don't know why we joke around and think that this is a game for some reason. He's attacking our kids for real. Like, and I'm not sure what is getting her to that mindset to think like, maybe this is the best thing for me to do is to harm myself. But I hope that the conversation I had with her yesterday was encouraging, inspiring, and letting her know, because I was being honest with her, like, look, I don't know if you know anybody, because we went a little deep and talked a little bit about suicide and things of that nature. I was like, listen, are you familiar with that? Things like that. And she was saying that she was, and that she had, I guess her brother's friend, did that. And I'm like, I want you to understand and see now that you really do matter. Like you really, if you was to hurt yourself in any way, it would truly have an effect on everybody that knows you. So don't think that you don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Don't think that you that nobody cares about you and things of that nature. I know she was saying that the thing that stopped her from hurting herself was her sister. And I'm like, I'm glad her sister did remind her and let her know that, hey man, you hurting yourself would hurt me. And because a lot of times, again, we don't mind if it's something that's going to hurt us. But then it's like we put that guard up or whatever when it comes to hurting somebody else sometimes. Now, some people don't care about hurting other people, but that's a whole nother conversation. I'm just talking to you about normal normal interactions where like oh, you're okay with hurting me, don't hurt nobody else. Like don't hurt my family, don't hurt someone I love, things of that nature. But we don't see how, again, our actions of hurting ourselves can hurt someone else. And it's not just about hurting someone else, but I just think we need to acknowledge that, because I think we sometimes, again, the enemy likes to isolate us and make us feel like, oh, it's just you. You know, nobody cares about you. Nobody loves you. You know, that's what the enemy do. And so being able to have that conversation with that young lady yesterday, I just was like, Lord, okay, well, thank you again for showing me, you know, I need to get out of my head about, you know, again, the quote unquote things I want, or the quote unquote things I don't have, or the quote, you know what I'm saying? Like the things that the enemy is trying to use against me right now, to get me off track. Like, you know, and then, I mean, on top of that, I mean, third service, I got a chance to sit in and get a word and whatnot. And that was resonating with me as well. So, a lot of things has been going on with your girl over the weekend. I don't know what happened for y'all, but all of that was happening for me. And then even this morning we ended up being very I would say inspirational again to today's topic, which I know y'all like, get to the topic, girl. But I feel like these testimonies be a part of the topic. So I hope y'all, again, I hope that the things I share are encouraging and inspiring. But anyway, let me go ahead and give you guys what happened today, this morning, like right before now, and then we'll go ahead and get to this juice. So this morning, I woke up a couple of times. I think I missed my alarms. I do remember making a note of a couple of times, but all of that kind of went out the window because me and hubby kind of had a moment. And it was a good moment, though, I would say. You know, it was a good moment to talk. It was a good moment to just, you know, be open and honest and I guess intimate in regards to like you know, the things that are going on in our hearts and minds. And so I gotta give a shout out, man, because there was this app that we had downloaded a few years ago but that I had took off, that once we started talking this morning, I was like, let's play a game, you know, let's play a game and just kind of, you know, talk or whatever. And so it was kind of like one of those, not say icebreakers, but that's my best way of explaining it right now. So like an icebreaker type of game where it just gives you a question. And then the very first question that I asked him and vice versa that he asked me, it seemed like it really helped us that, to spark some good conversation and some good like things to discuss and whatnot. And so we were doing that this morning. And so that's what one of the things that took you girls a little while to get here. But I think all of that is definitely important to me and his relationship, to be honest. Like, I think even as we were talking, I was like, this shows me that we need to talk more. Like, we need to continue to talk way more than we do. Like, we talk, sure, you know what I'm saying? But we need to have more like moments of us and just talking and just having fun and just getting to know each other. Because again, like I was even telling him this morning, I'm like, listen, I feel like I'm getting to know you all over again, which I mean, probably so, you know what I'm saying? It's been almost 10 years of marriage, and you know, I think 10 years of almost 10 years of being together and almost 10 years of marriage. So it's like, I mean, you know, and I'm sure that I'm different from when we met and things of that nature. And he is as well. And so, and again, I've been honest with you guys about that, I do feel like the enemy is trying to attack my marriage and my motherhood and everything, every aspect of whatever I got going on right now. But again, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. So I say all of that and I share all of that to say, even though there was another little really cute moment that, let me go ahead and share that and then I'm stop. tell y'all details, hopefully. We'll see. One more thing. Then by the time our NJ woke up or whatever, I finally was like, yeah, let's listen to the prayer meditation. And we ended up listening to it together as a family. I know that it was a moment that was really special, I believe, to me. And I think it may be even to NJ. I'm not gonna say it's not wasn't special to my husband, but I don't know. Like sometimes again, I'm still figuring him out, man. But anywho, like we had that moment today, where we all listened to the prayer meditation together, and we all did the, you know, the exercise of breathing and all that type of stuff, and just had that moment as a family that I hope will again be a memory, a fond memory for all of us the rest of our life, and so. That was all beautiful this morning, and this led up to this conversation today because things could have gone a totally different route. My whole weekend could have gone a totally different route. I told y'all I've been tempted. I told y'all I felt sure. I told y'all about all that, and that did not stop over the whole weekend. I'm gonna be completely honest with y'all. Like flashes and ideas and all kinds of stuff kept coming to trying to come into my heart and mind all weekend, even after I made a confession to y'all. And again, that's what the enemy do. You know what I'm saying? But aside from that, and with that being said, I think the important thing about that is what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, what choice are you going to make? Like, when the enemy or whatever, if you have the two choices in front of you, good versus evil, what are you going to choose? And what you choose matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to make some type of difference in your life, at some point. You know, even things that we think that we get away with. I know I was kind of having a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about that. Like, I was just trying to be open and honest and transparent about, you know, being a wife and things of that nature, because she's wanting to, you know, embark on that, and she's, you know, and everything. And I'm like, hey, it's a beautiful thing, but I want to be honest with you. Like, you know, again, everything that you're doing right now is going to have an effect in your marriage. Like, if you did being disobedient to God now, you're going to be disobedient to God in your marriage, and you don't know how that's going to look. And I'm telling you, you know what I mean? The way it's looking in mine, it's been a struggle. You know what I mean? Like, it's been like, you know, some things I thought that, you know, we were on the same page in the beginning, and now it seems like we're not, you know, things of that nature. And then you got to decide, like, what you gonna do? You know, are you gonna give grace and mercy the way God gives us, or are you gonna hold that against your spouse? Like, you know, when you say for better or for worse, do you really mean that? Like, all those different things, it's going to come up one way or another. And so, yeah, choices are life changing, and I guess it's what your girl's reminding us all about this morning. All right, so let's get into some verses and whatnot. Again, I feel like the whole conversation again reiterates about how important choices are. Because again, I was, like I said, I was getting ready to tell y'all that things could have went the completely opposite way. Like, if I had to just stayed in my feelings, if I had to just allow, you know, those thoughts and things, if I, for example, stopped, didn't take it to God, but continued to do things and handle it the way that I was already handling it, do you guys think I would be sitting here telling you guys about the beautiful morning this morning? No, I'd probably be resenting my husband right now, pushing away my son, and coming to y'all talking about whatever. I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? So, choices are life changing, and I'm here to remind you. All right, so here we go. Here go some verses and whatnot, reiterating all of this. Let's talk about Deuteronomy 30 and 19. It says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring may live. Again, I feel like today was a prime example and reflection. If I had to continue to choose, right, to go down my own little dark path of my own little thoughts and my own little desires and my own little things, again, the moment with my husband probably would not have happened today. The moment with our son would not have happened today. And who knows what wouldn't happen in the future based on me wanting to be selfish, me wanting my what I want, me, you know what I'm saying, being disobedient and all of that different type of stuff. And so again, the choices are before us every day, you know, good and evil. You know, it says here, life and death, blessing and curse. Like, those are the options. You know, a lot of times we think we're making choice, and you're like, oh, it's just me, it ain't no big deal, it ain't no. And then not knowing that you're choosing death, like, you, every choice that you're making is leading towards death, and somehow we think that that's not possible. Matter of fact, we're going to talk about that in a second, because I feel like the Lord kind of had me wrap up with another verse. Or you won't go, okay, never mind, I'm going to go ahead and read the verse to you. I'm going to read the verse now. I had it written at the end of my notes, but he had this verse stand out to me right before I got done, and it's Proverbs 19 and 3. It says, when a man's folly bring his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. You guys can go deeper and reflect on that, but basically, what I'm receiving about that this morning is, again, we make the choice, right? The choice that leads us to death, the choice that leads us to ruin, and then we get mad at God when we receive the result of the choice. How sway and why sway? You know what I mean? Like, you made the choice. Choices are life changing, y'all. I mean, again, if you continue to choose death over and over and over again, don't be surprised when you get death. When death is sitting right there looking at you in the face at the end. That's what you chose the whole time. Right? Okay. So then let's talk about Joshua 24 and 15. It says, and if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, the gods your fathers serve in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Again, this, you know, it's not an unfamiliar verse, it's a very familiar verse. I mean, I'm sure we've heard it over and over and over again. But this is what we're doing. You got to choose who you're going to serve. Whose are you truly? Again, y'all know we was talking about that on Saturday about who do you belong to? Like, who's your daddy? I know we talked about that not long ago too. Like, at the end of the day, your life will reflect like what the answers to that question truly is. And because you do have the choice at the end of the day. And I think, again, we struggle with that because it's like, oh, on one hand, you say we got free will, but on the other hand, you say that God is in control. Yeah, he is in control of all things. And he's going to allow you to make your choices and things of that nature. And guess what? It's still going to go with his plan. It's going to go, it's going to still work his plan out at the end of the day. Even your bad choice. Like, it might not work out for you, but God's plan is still gonna go forth, but regardless, I don't know no other ways to explain it. I mean, there's plenty of actually there's an article that I took a look at. I didn't write it down, but it's at godquestions.org. And it was talking about fate, and sometimes people like to blame it on fate and things of that nature. Oh, it was destined or whatever the case may be. But no, it's you. It's you got a choice, because you got a choice. Like, yeah, everything you choose matters, man. Like, you can't blame nobody else at the end of the day. You can't blame God. You can't blame fate. You can't just be like, oh, I don't have no choice in this. Oh, I just go with it, whatever. No. You have a choice in the matter, and it does matter. Give you guys another verse. Galatians 6, 7 through 8. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who reaps can. Sorry, I know I need to write better. Can upturn. Y'all go look at this verse and make sure. Okay. Anyways, but the one who sows to the spirit. Okay, that's what it's saying. Sows up to the flesh. Let me see. The one who. Maybe I didn't write it all completely right, but let's get to the next part. It says, the one who sows to the spirit will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the. Okay, so that's what it was saying. The one who sows to the flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the spirit will from the spirit reap eternal life. So again, I'm sorry I jumbled up that verse. I know it's a very familiar verse. You guys can go and check it out and read it all yourself. And read it the correct way, because obviously I didn't write it the correct way because I was just rushing. But ultimately, again, what you sow is what you're going to reap. I mean, there's nothing else to really say to that. So again, if you're going to continue to sow seeds of discord in your life, you know what I'm saying? You're going to continue to sow seeds of the choices that you make keep leading towards death, then hey man, don't be surprised when you end up in the decrepit field. Like, I don't know, like, what else to say? And I'm talking to myself today. I got, if I'm gonna reap some seed, sow some seeds of discord in my life, then I mean, I shouldn't be surprised when discord grows, right? All right. So then, that's pretty much all the verses. But I'd have this, I think it's a phrase. I feel like there was a quote or something that I came across that I felt led to write down. What was it? Oh, okay, here it is. So let me see. Ultimately, exercising our freedom to follow God's plan brings a blessing. So, I mean, yes, you have all the choices in the world, right? You can choose, again, who you want to serve. You can choose how you want to live your life. You can choose, I guess, yes, good and bad, blessings, curses, life, death. The choices you have all the time. You have the choice at the end of the day. But ultimately, trying to do things and make choices that go against God is just not going to turn out well for you. Because what God's plan and whatnot is what's going to, go forth. Like, that's what's going to happen. I know I was reading that article I just told you guys about, and it was referring to, like, that's why the Tower of Babel didn't happen, because it wasn't God's will for that to happen. That's why Jonah, he thought he was going to run way one way and ended up in the fish and still went, had to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, God's plan is what's going ultimately going to succeed. It's beneficial for you to get in alignment with God's plan and make choices and things of that nature. Use your free will, right, to get in alignment with the Lord. So that's it, man. That's the juice this morning. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by it. Let's talk about the Bible verse of today, and that's Acts 4 and 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. And here he comes, y'all. It's good old NJ. Can we say bye-bye to the podcast people?
Bye.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you want to share your talent with the world, but have stage fright? Join our online talent show and take your talent from the living room to the world. Take your voice from the shower to the stage. Gain exposure. Interact with other talented people. Have fun.
Fun.
And try to win a weekly cash prize. Just upload your video and let the viewers vote for you. The video with the most votes at the end of the week wins up to $100.
Singers.
Dancers. Rappers. And unique performers. Download TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.